and Win. We're on the main street of Yennar. You've just rang the bell. I think we've woken up the whole town. What do you reckon?
Oh, no, not this town. They're sleeping in the afternoon. They're on shift work.
Can you tell us a bit of the history of this bell tower in Yennar?
The bell was given to the church in memorial to George and Maria Furman. George and Maria were the first people who settled in Yennar and had a family of 11 children. So most of the area was populated by Furmans of one description or another. It is inscribed on the church bell, to the glory of God, in memory of Maria and George Furman, presented to the church by their children in 1921. It had been at the church for many years until it was deemed unsafe and it was taken down and removed and went into storage. And when they took the church down for the same reason, we had no church and no bell until we come to the conclusion that we need to do something with this bell, and so this is the results of it.
Why is this bell important to Yennar?
Because it's history. It's really one of the relics of pioneers of the town.
How much work has it taken to get the bell up in the main street again?
It has taken 4 years to go through all the processes, and with the expert liaison with the project officers at the Trobe City Council, they have done a marvellous job in helping us get through all the paperwork that's needed and helping us with providing the funding. So the overall cost was just over $17,000 to have the job done. So it's been a very well done job in the final stages, because we had to alter to it so that it's not climbable.
I was just going to say, do you think on New Year's Eve you'd have local kids up there ringing the bell in?
Well, there's every chance of that, but that was one of the history things about the bell. When certain things happened in town, some of the kids or the local people would come down and ring the church bell. I know when one of my grandsons was born, my son came down in the night and rang the bell.
When, what did it mean to you to see the bell back up on the main street again as a local history buff?
It's great. I mean, the Furmans were the first family in this district. George was a councillor for many years. They were great, you know, church people, great town people. They give the block of land for the church come from here. The Mechanics Institute was built on their land. All this land through here was all Furman land. As I said, they were a great family. There was 11 children. One died age 14. Five never married or got married late in life, but the other five had about 30 children between them, so they made up for the ones that didn't produce any. So there's many people around this area are all connected to the Furman family one way or another.
Are people proud to see the bell back on the main street?
Oh, yes, and it's a lovely... coming into the town, it's got that lovely view of the church tower, and it does really, really look nice. And it's great, you know, it's great to sort of see it back, and it'll be able to be used for certain occasions too. We'll find some reason to ring it one way or another.
Maybe we should give it one more ring now and wake up Yennar.
No.
We have one more go. So we'll give it one more ring.
We should try and ring it from the other side this time.